మీ మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనో మీ వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావీర్మేధి వేదస్య మహానీస్తః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీ అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సంధధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
పేజ్ 32 మంత్ర 1.
సైక్షత ఇమేను లోకాశ్చ లోకపాలాశ్చ అన్నమేభ్యః సృజా ఇతి.
One of the important topic in the scriptures is Srishti Prakaranam and Anupravesha Shruti Vakyam. Srishti Prakaranam means the topic of this creation and the topic of the entry of that Paramatma into this world. This is a very important topic because Shastra alone is the answer for this subject matter. Without Shastra Pramanam, you cannot get clarity, or you cannot arrive at the ultimate solution regarding this creation. It is a very mind-boggling topic for everyone. Big scientists, they have concluded in a wrong way about this creation. That is why they could not come to a finality conclusion because of their wrong approach. Srishti Vishayaha, it is apaurusheya vishayam. It is not available for human intellect to grasp. That is why you have to go to Shastra when the subject matter is apaurusheyam. It is not available for human intellect. That is called apaurusheyam. What is apaurusheyam? Purusha buddhi is called paurusheyam. Whatever you come to know through human intellect is called paurusheyam. When you cannot arrive at the conclusion, right answer, finality, through your buddhi, that topic is called apaurusheyam. Atma is apaurusheya vishayaha. Atma is apaurusheya vishayaha. It is not visible to your eyes. Through your intellect, it cannot be grasped. Similarly, this srishti also, another big topic for all people to discuss. Lifelong they can discuss. Recently, one article came regarding this Darwinism. In Western countries, the Christianity is in threat because of this Darwinism. Darwinism says, Swabhavataha, that evolution has taken place. There is no God involved. Just it happens. Darwinism theory, it is a great threat to Christianity. That is why all of them are becoming Nastikas in Western countries. Because of these scientists all came from that side only. And they have come to Big Bang theory, Darwinism theory, evolution theory. These all scientific evolution theories and Big Bang theory, singularities, so many other discoveries regarding creation, putting that Christ, God is not required. This creation just happened. That is why this is a big, what to teach to their children in the school about creation. It's a big topic for them. Teachers, some group says, don't teach about God, religion, srishti and all. We don't accept. One group of people says, teach religion and theology, how God created the world, heaven, everything. One group is encouraging that. Another group, scientific group, they say, don't teach all those things. It is a big tug of war for teachers, what to teach in the schools. Shall we teach prayers? Shall we teach about srishti, about God? One group is not accepting. One group wants that religious, all this pope, they are all want to introduce that religion, the creation, the God, heaven and all. Recently, the Pope said, we don't have any problem if Darwinism is accepted also. Some article came in the paper just 1 month back. That's what I want to say. How difficult to understand this creation. One scientist comes and studying about the particles, about the planets, about the earth, about the water, how this creation has come. They are spending crores and millions on this subject for research. But our ancestors, rishis, long before, they have just heard through Veda mantras, clearly it is said, what is srishti? But you require a tremendous shraddha in shastra. Then only you grasp the srishti. So, here in the Aitareya Upanishad, we are seeing the Srishti topic. Bhagavan created the 14 lokas. That's what mantra begins with. Saha Ikshata. Ikshata is a Chandasa Prayogaha. It should be Aikshata. Aikshata is the correct word, but Upanishad is using Arsha Prayogaha or Chandasa Prayogaha. You need not correct the mantra. Ikshata, translate it as Aikshata. Visualized. Aikshata. After what? After Imenu Lokaha, Lokapalascha, Annam Ebhyaha Srujayiti. I have created the 14 lokas. Sheer Shraddha, you have to keep on these words. Only Shraddha works. Nothing will work. If you go to intellectual reasoning, logic, you will held up somewhere. Shastra says this whole thing is an imagination. I told you, like a story. Panchatantra story, like. Okay? I have created these 14 lokas. Having created 14 lokas, I have created the devatas. Agni devata, Vayu devata, Varuna devata, so many devatas, Indra devata, many devatas I have created. Paramatma is thinking. Having created Bhagavan, he has given the Virat Shariram, the Sharira Srishti. Having created the Virat Srishti, Anna devata, Ashana, Pipasa also, hunger and thirst also created. Having created hunger and thirst, Now, I have to create annam. Anna srishti I have to do. Loka srishti, loka pala srishti. Loka pala means devata srishti. Then virat samashti, virat sharira srishti. Just as human body has got a sense organ, put 10 sense organs, each devata is like a sense organ for virat shariram. Just as we have one sense organ in one place, each devata, agni devata is one sense organ for virat, vayu devata is one sense organ for virat shariram. Like that, one devata is like one sense organ for Paramatma. That Virat Shariram, who created that Virat. Now, after that Virat Srishti, Ashana Pipasa he has created Pasi Daham. Then this Pasi and hunger and thirst also asked. Don't think hunger and thirst like just what you feel hunger. Hunger Devata. Pasi, you know, hunger devata. And they are talking. And thirst devata. They asked, where we have to go, give God body for us. Wherever devatas are eating, you sit in devatas, your hunger also will be appeased. You can enjoy. Then this hunger and thirst went and sat in devatas. I don't want to give separate home. You go and sit in devatas. Having created devatas, this Bhagavan created Ashana Pipasa. Having created devatas, Bhagavan has created this hunger and thirst. This hunger and thirst asked, where we have to go? You go and sit in devatas. Now devatas has started what? Hunger. Once the hunger sits in devata, devata want food. Pasi, because Bhagavan has sent, Paramatma has sent this Ashana and Pipasa into that devatas. So now devatas wants annam. Paramatma visualizing what? Annam. Let me create annam for these devatas because I have created hunger and thirst. Since they have hunger and thirst, they are all sitting in Virat. So Virat, Prapancha, I have to provide annam. Now see the whole picture. Kada. Okay. Hunger and thirst are sitting in devatas. Devatas are in Virat. They are like sense organs. So the Virat, whole samashti, Virat Swarupa Shariram, including with devatas, including hunger and thirst, what they need and food. So for review, Paramatma is doing a review, what I have done until now. Lokas, Lokapalas, then Virat Shariram, hunger and thirst. Now I have to provide food. I have to provide food. How to provide food? Visualized. Not like us going to shop, buying provisions, lighting the gas stove and putting the cooker on the stove. These are all not required for Bhagavan. Just visualized. That visualization alone is called Srija Iti. Let me create. That is called Srijai, I said. Srijai in Sandhi, it is called Srija, load. Srija Iti. So, going to the next shloka, mantra, I have to give again the background. Okay, now the Paramatma has created the universe. Whole thing is just inert, not at sentient. So Bhagavan has to enter the space, total space, Adavali. Total space is not useful enclosed space alone is useful. Total space, outer space, is not useful. No utility. Enclosed space with some enclosure alone is useful. Like pot space, hall space. The pot space is useful when the pot is created, enclosure. That pot can hold either water or milk. Some prayojanam is there for this space. Without enclosure, there is no prayojanam for space. So therefore, imagine the space has entered the pot, as though entered. Entered means put in inverted commas. Upalabdhi is called entry. Availability is called entry. Never take entry as entry. Ella entry forms ella iruka enga ponaalum entry 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 pravesham don't take literally. Entry means here availability. Shankaracharya writes entry means upalabdhi. Upalabdhi is equal to availability. Why Shankaracharya used that entry as upalabdhi? Because when pot maker has created the pot, space has not entered the pot. Pot maker has not brought any crunch of piece of space and putting in the pot. Is it possible? No, it is not possible. Then what happened? The moment the enclosure pot is created, space as though entered. That as though is important. Space as though entered. So what happened? Space available. Space is available. Upalabdhi. Kuch space ghat akasha is available in ghata is useful. Without enclosure, space you cannot utilize. Like that. The example, why I am repeating the same example, na, you have to understand the Paramatma entry in the universe. Having created the whole enclosure, Virat Shariram, through Maya, it is Jadam. Paramatma is all pervading. Paramatma, the Brahman, is all pervading. Just as the total space is not useful, all pervading Paramatma is also useless without enclosure. Without enclosure, just as the space is not useful, without the enclosure part, just as the space is not useful, similarly, without enclosure, Paramatma is also not useful. Sat Chit Ananda Brahma Swarupa Paramatma, without enclosure, there is no use. So Bhagavan want to become useful. Paramatma want to become useful, all pervading Paramatma. Just as you make that space, you buy the space, what edavali, square feet. Then you go and stay there. You buy a flat, square feet, some square feet they give. He has to construct walls. Otherwise, what you will do with that space? Clear though. Ground you buy or plot you buy, can you go and stay there? You construct a wall to make use of that space, adavalti, square feet, 2,400 square feet, one ground. You have brought giving some lakhs of rupees. Even a minute you cannot stay, survive. Why? That space, that ground or plot is useless. Immediately what do? You put a fencing, you put a wall, you put a roof, then you make it useful. What you are using? Space only you are using. Like this example you extend to Paramatma, all pervading Paramatma is useless. Useless. Shuddham Brahma is Shuddham. Paramatma, pure Paramatma, totally who is all pervading, is useless. Brahma, it is Parama Satyam. Useless. So Paramatma thought of, let me become useful. Let me become useful. So what Bhagavan created? Bhagavan created some lokas, lokapalas, and asana, pipasa, shariramsa, everything with maya. He created like maya sabha madri, maya sabha. Okay, maya sabha is a maya sabha only. Whole creation is like a maya sabha. In Mahabharata, maya sabha comes. The whole maya sabha is like a magic. Similarly, Bhagavan created this virat world like a maya sabha. Because of maya. Maya is jadam, inert. Having created the maya, whole thing, Bhagavan want to enter. Want to become useful. Space like Paramatma want to enter. Before entering, annam sruja iti. After entering, if I feel hungry, from a problem, let me create annam. So that entry comes later. After 10th mantra in this portion, 11th mantra only entry comes. What I want to say, entry means not an entry. Since Paramatma is all pervading, once the karanams have come, the mediums have come, Paramatma is available. Paramatma is upalabdhi in all beings. Paramatma is available. Who is already there because of these enclosures? Paramatma is available in the form of Jivatma. Paramatma alone is available in the form of Jivatma. Total space alone available in the form of part space. Now total space has got what name? Total space has got what name in this part? Part space or Ghatakasha. Isn't it? Total space has got the name part space when the part has come into existence. What do you want to communicate now with this? Part space is non-separate from the total space. Ghatakasha Mahakashat Bhinnaha Nabhavati. Ghatakashaha Mahakashat Bhinnaha Nabhavati. The part space is not different from total space. Why? Total space alone has got the name part space. Part space is non-different from total space. Total and part is only a name. But space is one. Space is same. Yes? Ghata Akasha was Mahakasha. Part space was total space. That total space alone has got name part space. Then this idea, this expression want to communicate for what purpose? Part Ghatakasha Mahakasha Yedikappa in the Lana. What for? You are go on talking, breaking your throat. Why you are shouting? Onnume illa. This part space is non-different from total space. Ghatakashaha eva mahakasha. Mahakashaha eva ghatakasha rupena vartate. Total space is in the form of part space. Part space is not different from total space. Two statements you have to note. Total space alone is in the form of part space. Number one. Total space alone is in the form of part space. Number two. Part space alone, part space is non-different from total space. Part space is non-different from total space. Now two statements. Total space alone is in the form of part space. Part space is non-different from total space. Now come to the Ashtanga. Paramatma alone is in the form of Jivatma. In this body. Paramatma alone is in the form of Jivatma. First statement. Jivatma is non-different from Paramatma. Mahavakya. Clear? Just as the total space is in the form of part space and part space is not different from total space. Similarly, Paramatma alone is in the form of Jivatma. Jivatma is non-different from Paramatma. Clear? Jivatma eva Paramatma, Paramatma eva Jivatma. Now, who am I? I, the Jivatma, am Paramatma eva. This is called moksha. You have to travel to merge with Paramatma. Is it required? Travel. Merging with Paramatma. Irandar Kalandar. When am I separate from Paramatma? To merge. When am I separate from Paramatma to merge? If I am separate only, I have to merge. I, the Paramatma alone is with the name as Jivatma. I, the Jivatma alone am Paramatma. Standpoint, that is from total standpoint, that is from enclosure standpoint. This is the biggest, toughest topic to grasp for people. Very, very difficult. You have to contemplate more and more on this. When is that wave is different from water? When is that wave is away from water? Wave has to merge with the ocean. People give example, no? Like I am like a wave. Paramatma is like a ocean. Therefore, let me merge with Paramatma. And they compare the rivers, Jivatmas flowing towards ocean, merging with Paramatma. Jivatma rivers are merging with Paramatma ocean. There it is an event. Here it is not an event. Please drop that notion from your mind. Example don't extend. Example is only to make you to understand few points, that's all. All people are waiting like rivers. Let me merge with Paramatma. Shastra says, drop that misconception. You need not merge. Then what? How can I become one with Paramatma? You need not merge, Shastra says. Then next question is what? How to become one with Paramatma? Shastra says, you need not become one with Paramatma. You recognize you are already Paramatma with what name? Jeevatma name. You discover that. You recognize that. That comes from the 11th mantra, how Paramatma entry. Before entry coming, I am preparing you. Otherwise, when entry comes, I cannot catch you. You enter that notion. Before that topic is coming, I am just giving the whole picture so that you will be ready for that. Now, before that, what comes? That is called Anupravesha. Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishat Tadanupravishya. Upanishad clearly talks. Atma has entered. Having entered, what it does? It became like Murta, Murta, Prapancha. Then people are carried away by that. Even pandits, even big, big scholars. That is why Tatparya Niranayam is the toughest task. Linga Tatparya Niranayam. If you won't do properly, the solution is wrong solution comes. It is not so easy to understand the Upanishadic statements. You have to read in between the lines of the Upanishads. In between lines means what? There is something to grasp. Now let us see, having created this hunger, now Bhagavan has to create annam. How Bhagavan has created annam, that we will read, that mantra number 2.
Saha apo abhyatapat. Tabhyah abhyataptabhyah. Murtirajayatam. Yavai sa murtihim. Ajayatam. Annam vaitate.
Saha Paramatma. So po is there. How to split? Saha apaha. Saha Paramatma. Apo abhyatapata. Abhyatapate. Paramatma visualized the waters. Jalapradhana panchabhutas. Paramatma visualized. Visualized means, Mundaka Upanishad, you have to see, Esya Jnanamayam Tapaha. Tapatu means Bhagavan did a tapas. Paramatma, we use Paramatma, Bhagavan, or Ishvara, or Brahman. All are very loosely used. You have to firmly understand. Okay. When we use very loosely these words, you should not get doubt. Who is Bhagavan? Who is Ishvara? Who is Paramatma? Sometimes this word, sometimes that word. Ellame onnu da. Irukkiradhu ore oru thar da, Paramatma. Avarke Ishwaran peru. Avarke Paramatma anu peru. Avarke Brahman anu peru. So any name I can use, facility. Language facility, that's all. Saha Paramatma. Saha Paramatma means what Upanishad presents in different angles at different places. Saha Paramatma you can take Nirgunam Brahma. Saha Paramatma you can take as Ishvara. Saha Paramatma you can take it as Paramatma, Bhagavan. There are no many Bhagavans, okay? Only one Bhagavan. All others are Gabavans, not Bhagavan. Okay, Gabavan and Anardham, not Bhagavan and Anardham. Therefore, Saha Paramatma Abhyatapat visualized. Jnanamayam Tapaha. That's what I want to say. Jnanamayam Tapaha. Jnanam alone is called visualization. Just thought of. Just thought of. Thought is what? Jnanam. Paramatma thought of, visualized. What? Waters, visualized waters. வாட் வாட்டர்ஸ் பஞ்சபூதாஸ், ஜலப்பிரதான பஞ்சபூதாஸ், ஆல் பஞ்சபூதாஸ் பட் ஜலப்பிரதானம், பிரதானத்தையா வாட்டர்ஸ். ஆபஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட்டர்ஸ், அப் பிரதான பஞ்சபூதானி அபியதபத் அர்த்தம். அபிதப்தாப்யஹ ஃப்ரம் தோஸ் வாட்டர்ஸ், வாட் பரமாத்மா ஹேஸ் விஷுவலைஸ்டு ஃப்ரம் தோஸ் வாட்டர்ஸ், பரமாத்மா விஷுவலைஸ்டு த வாட்டர்ஸ். ஓகே, சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ ஷோ லெஃப்ட் ஹேண்ட், சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ ஷோ ரைட் ஹேண்ட், நாட் அவுட் சைடு. ஓகே, ஜஸ்ட் பரமாத்மா விஷுவலைஸ்டு வாட்டர்ஸ். After visualizing waters, from that waters, abhitaptabhyaha, from those waters, murtihi ajayata, means solidified material came out. Murtihi means solid, brass, solidified material came out. மூர்த்திஹி அஜாயதா மீன்ஸ் வாட், கேம் அவுட், பார்ன், எமர்ஜஸ். மூர்த்திஹி சாலிடிஃபைட் மெட்டீரியல். யா வை சா மூர்த்திஹி, வாட் எவர் சாலிடிஃபைடு மெட்டீரியல் கேம் அவுட் ஃப்ரம் தட் வாட்டர்ஸ், யா வை சா மூர்த்திஹி, எல்லாம் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் நாட் இங்கிலீஷ். யா வை சா, ஓகே, வாட் Whatever that solidified material emerges out, yavaisa murtihi, what is that? Annam tat murtihi ajayata, whatever the solidified material came out or emerges out from the waters, which water came out from the visualization of Paramatma, that is nothing but annam. Now annam has come. Annam means, I told you, again namak annam anna, idida sadanda gnapakam varum. Annam means not that annam, idli sambar dosa, not that annam. Annam means for each devata, each sense organ, its corresponding experience, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. For eyes, forms is annam, annam. For ears, sound is annam. For tongue, taste is annam. For nose, smell is the annam. For skin, touch is the annam. Otherwise, those sense organs, those devatas cannot enjoy. That is called annam. Respective sense organs, which are none other than devatas, to enjoy the respective corresponding experienced the bhogya prapancha, annam is created. Having created annam, now Virat has to eat, already hungry. Virat is already hungry. After seeing annam, for Virat want to experience that annam. So all these sense organs can enjoy when you have main food. Clear? And the main food irundada, you can enjoy either music or any forms. That's why in every music concert you go and see nalla suvai, that lot of tasty foods from morning to till night they prepare. Without food you ask anyone to sit from the morning to night, enjoy the music. Anna, music is a food for ears, but another food is required. Without this food, that food cannot be enjoyed. That is why when you are seeing TV also, in front of TV, pasivar me, so on the serial middle, you can't go to fridge and bring. So what the people do, no? The table, dining table, TV. Why they are keeping dining table and TV one place? Secret is that without food, you cannot enjoy the food forms and sounds. So this food is required. Therefore, every time I need not go and get up and bring some food, keep on the table and dump here and enjoy. You know, dump here and enjoy. That's why almost in all houses, dining hall and living room are one. கதவு தெரிந்தவுடன் என்ன தெரியும் தெரியுமா? இந்த பக்கம் டைனிங் டேபிள், இந்த பக்கம் டிவி. புரியறதோ? The TV is annam for ears and eyes. This without this annam, dining table annam, you cannot watch that. So, like that, just a joke, okay, I'm telling. Okay, don't mistake me. Enna dining table, TV, ellame ore edathile irukka na, ellame irukkalam. What is there? Everything is Paramatma only. Okay, now next mantra I will read. The whole from up to 10th mantra, I will give you the gist. Then we will read the mantra. The gist of these mantras is going to be like this. Virat want to consume food. Then Virat, what he want to use the one organ like a baby, small baby. After the liquid food, suddenly baby shifts to solid food. And mother, sadam pesinji, keep the food in the plate and put in the front of the baby. And before mother going to bring water, this baby does what? Take the food. It doesn't know how to take the food also. It takes with the two fingers. And that food want to go to mouth, it goes down only, you know, fall down. And you see the baby struggle to consume food. That baby doesn't know what is the food, how to eat, with what also baby doesn't know. And the baby, ipdi konjam edupa, apdi konjam edupa, inga poothruva, anga poothruva, ella nenama pannuva. Before mother is coming, baby want to try to consume food. Enna panduvaanna? And mother comes and shout, can't you wait? Baby cannot wait. Enna pasi? Like this Virat enna pannitaru paarunga. He is trying to eat with eyes, with sense organs. Each sense organ is running away. Enna, they are not able to digest the food. Each sense organ is running away. They are not able to digest the food. That is the topic is coming in these mantras. Let us read. Then I will give the points if required. Now Virat want to consume annam. Annam don't want to get destroyed. No, annam must be utilized properly. It has to go where to go properly. Otherwise, kolanda enna pannuva? Without putting inside, instead of putting mouth, ange inga panni waste pannidu. Food get spoiled, waste destroyed. But the baby's hunger also not appeased. And food also has got waste. So we don't want to waste the food. Therefore, we carefully make use of that food where it has to go. Has to go there only. Similarly, Virat idella theriyamle, he is trying to consume the food in wrong ways, and annam is afraid of, oh, this person do not know how to eat, let me go away from this person. Food is trying to run away. Imagine the cat rat madre. No, cat wants to catch the rat, rat wants to run away. Like that, here also, Shankaracharya writes in his Bhashyam, cat wants to catch rat, rat running away. Enna, cat, rat is what? Food for cat. Food is running or not? Cat's food is mouse, rat. Rat is running. Rat is running is equal to what? Food is running. Whose food? Cat food is running. Like that, here also food is running. Food is running. How it is running? Let us read. Tadetat srishtam parantya jighasate
தத்வாச்சா அஜிக்ருக்ஷதே தன்னாஷக்னோ த்வாச்சம் சா யத்தைனதே வாச்சா அக்ரஹைஷ்யதே அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் அபிவ்யாஹ்ருத்ய ஹைவான் மன்னத்ரப்ஸ்யத்
ஃபோர்த் மந்திர
தத்ர பிராணேனாஜி க்ருக்ஷத் தன்னாஷக்னோத் பிராணேன க்ரஹீதும் ச யத்தைனத் ப்ராணேன அக்ரஹைஷ்யதே அபிப்ராண்ய ஹைவான்னமத்ரப்ஸ்யத் தச்சக்ஷுஷா அஜிக்ருக்ஷத் தன்னாஷக்னோ சக்ஷுஷா க்ரஹீதும் ச யத்தைனத் சக்ஷுஷா அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் த்ருஷ்ட்வா ஹைவான்னமத்ரப்ஸ்யத் தச்ச்ரோத்ரேண ஜிக்ருக்ஷத் த்ரேணாஜிக்ருக்ஷத் தன்னாஷக்னோத் ச்ரோத்ரேண க்ரஹீதும் சஹ யத்தைனத் ச்ரோத்ரேண அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் ஸ்ருத்வா ஹைவான்னமத்ரப்ஸ்யத் தத்வசா ஜிக்ருக்ஷத் தன்னாஷக்னோ த்வசா க்ரஹீதும் ச யத்தைனத் த்வசா அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் ஸ்பிருஷ்ட்வா ஹைவான்னமத்ரப்ஸ்யத் தன்மனசா ஜிக்ருக்ஷத் தன்னாஷக்னோன் மனசா க்ரஹீதும் ச யத்தைனன் மனசா அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் நம் மனசா அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் த்யாத்வா ஹைவான்னமத்ரப்ஸ்யத் தச்சிஷ்ணேனாஜிக்ருக்ஷத் தன்னாஷக்னோ சிஷ்ணேன க்ரஹீதும் சஹ யத்தைனத் சிஷ்ணேன அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் சஹ யத்தைனத் சிஷ்ணேன அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் விஸ்ருஜ்ய ஹைவான்னமத்ரப்ஸ்யத் தத்அபானேனாஜிக்ருக்ஷத் தத்ஆவயத் சைஷோ அன்னஸ்ய க்ரஹோ யத்வாயுஹ் அன்னாயுர்வா ஏஷ யத்வாயுஹ்
This is the difficult, most difficult mantra has to pronounce. Okay, there is nothing much to grasp the meaning, but the most difficult to pronounce. Ella ring la irukke, ring. Okay, let us see the essence of these mantras. Upanishad, imagine Virat is trying to take the annam. First, in the third mantra, it gives one sense organ. In the third mantra, you see, tadetat srishtam parang ati ajrighamsa, ajighamsa. Ajighamsat means food. It want to eat. Ajighamsa. Annam ajighamsa. Try to eat. Ajighamsa. Parang means outside. Parang means outside. Tadetat abhidrishtam ajighamsat tat vacha ajighrikshat. It is trying to eat with vacha, the speech. Vacha means speech. Ati means desire to eat. Ajighamsat tat vacha. Trying to eat with vagindriyam manartham. Try to eat with vagindriyam. First vagindriyam comes. But it could not. Ashaknot. Vacha ajigrikshat tannashaknot is there. Tannashaknot means Virat is not able to consume the food through vagindriyam. Virat is not able to consume through vagindriyam. Tadvacha grahitum, to grasp through that vakindriyam. If it would have grasped the food through vagindriyam, just by vak itself we would have appeased our sangar, truptim. We would have get satisfied, but it is not happening. So that vagindriyam runs away. That's it says, annam atrapsyat. Atrapsyat means tripti. We would have got tripti from that, what? Through vagindriyam. By saying, idli, 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 we would have got satisfaction. No, it has taken vagindriyam. Suppose you have, that Virat has got tripti, we also would have been satisfied by just saying what? Annam, annam, annam. Three times you say, you have got satisfaction. But it is not happening like that, isn't it? See, one indriya, if you take through that, there is no satisfaction. Satisfaction is not coming. That is why ashaknot means it could not swallow the food with that vak indriyam. By repeating annam, annam iti, it would have not satisfied. Vak indriyam, Virat want to consume through vak indriyam. Vak indriyam does what? It speaks. Sambar, 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 annam, 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 annam. Why, how can you be satisfied? Your hunger will go away? It will not go. Therefore, vagindriyam is afraid of this Virat. See, I am not going to function this way. I am not going to give trupti. Therefore, this person is using the vagindriyam to consume food. Therefore, food running away now. Food don't want to get wasted. Because through vagindriyam, we cannot appease our hunger. Similarly, next also, tat pranena ajigrikshade. Through prana, here prana means ghrana indriyam. Ghrana indriyam. The smelling, the Virat is putting the food into the nose. Virat do not know how to eat like a baby. Want to use this grana indriyam to eat food. Namma kolandha kuda appadi thane pannuva. Chinna baby, no? Small baby. Baby do not know certain things. The waste panni adella pannuva. Adhu maadhiri Virat kuda nenichukonga. Imagine like that. Ajigrishat tan ashakkanot பிராணேன கிரகீதம், இட் இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட் டு கன்சியூம் ஃபுட் த்ரூ த ஸ்மெல் நாஸ்ட்ரில்ஸ். சஹா யத் ஏனத் பிராணேன அக்ரஹைஷ்யத், சப்போஸ் திஸ் விராட் வுட் ஹாவ் டேக்கன் த ஃபுட் த்ரூ கிராணேந்திரியம் பை ஜஸ்ட் ஸ்மெல் இட் செல்ஃப், இனஃப் ஃபுட் ஃபார் மீ, ஐ நீட் நாட் ஈட், வி வுட் ஹாவ் பீன் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைடு பை ஸ்மெல்லிங். By smelling, we feel more hungry. Is it not? So, agrahaishyate. Therefore, abhipranene heha eva atrapsyate. We would have been satisfied if through smell only Virat would have consumed food. We all would have been satisfied by just smelling. We need not consume further. But it would have not happened. It has not happened. Similarly, Chakshusha, with the eyes, Virat want to consume the food. Tanna Shaknot, by eyes, you see the food, all food items are there. Aha, Shantam, now hunger gone. By seeing food, are you satisfied? Are you filling your stomach by seeing food? Therefore, eyes are also incapable of taking the food, giving satisfaction. Therefore, food want to run away. Then, similarly, Shrotrena, through ears. The Virat want to eat through the ears. But hearing the words of that, if Virat would have enjoyed the food, grasped the food through the ears, we also, ears means what? Shrotra Indriyam. By just words, listening, Rasagulla, 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 aha, all in the full stomach. Adhe madri, annam, sambar, rice and peer, amma peer chonna, udane namak stomach full aharada. Peer chonna full jasti aharada, pasi. Illiyo. Full aharada illiye. Therefore, ashaknot. Then what happened? Then like that, next Indriyam, Tat Vacha skin. By skin, you keep food here, you are not getting happy. Like that, Virat also tried through skin to consume food, but Ashaknot. If he would have taken that food satisfied, we also would have taken like that only, but we are also not doing that. Tan Manasa. By mind, if he would have taken, just by meditation, everyone, get our hunger would have appeased. Manasa. Similarly, Chishnena, the productive organ, that also is not able to grasp the food. Finally, Apana Vayu. That Apana Vayu is very important. Once he has given to Apana Vayu the food, it has started consuming the food. That is why till today we are also eating through, by consuming food through apana vayu, adho gamanavan vayuhu. That's why food is going inside. Through peristaltic movement, food is consumed, apana vayu. That apana vayu is life-saving vayu. Ayushaha vayuhu and a title adhukku. I think a big story is there again. That we will see how this apana vayu is able to grasp the food. With this whole srushti is over, then anupravesha comes. We will see that in the next class. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.